I'm here with a Prague-based journalist, Evan Rail, who is originally from sunny California. His articles about traveling food and drinks appear in publications like the New York Times or magazines such as Wine Fair and Good Beer Hunting. Once the situation gets better, you can catch him for beer tours and tastings. But for now, you can check out his essays, Why Beer Matters and Why We Fly, or his award-winning ebook called The Brewery in the Bohemian Forest. Welcome, Evan.
Thanks for having me.
You moved here to the Czech Republic, I think 20 or 21 years ago.
Yeah.
So could you talk a little bit about your professional beginnings here?
I had been writing food and drink reviews in Paris. I'd been writing articles about restaurants. And so when I moved to Prague, I did not want to move to Prague permanently. I was going to be here for a year. But the local newspaper at the time was the Prague Post, and I did not want to write for the Prague Post. I did not. But it, as it turned out, they needed, or they wanted somebody to write restaurant reviews. And the guy who had been a features writer had moved to managing editor, like right as I moved in here. And I started doing restaurant reviews for them, just freelance. And then I got offered a job there. And it was a way to stay in Prague in the Czech Republic legally. I ended up staying at the Prague Post for 6 years, from 2000 to 2006. And then I've been mostly freelance only since then, with a couple of steady gigs.
Would you even recommend someone to become a writer or a journalist?
Absolutely not. I've been asked many times, you know, and my nephews here were thinking of careers. Their father asked me, you know, what about journalism as a career? And I said, it's, you know, horrible. because what is happening to our industry is that it's just getting compressed. So I've been freelancing for 25 years and the pay rates are virtually the same. So, you know, in 25 years, the cost of a car has gone up, or the cost of a beer, or the cost of a movie, or the cost of rent, or anything has gone up. But what you earn per word has stayed the same or gone down. And there are a lot more venues, and there are a lot more writers, and it's a tough industry to be in. So I would not recommend it. But that said, you don't do it because somebody recommends it. You do it because it's fun, or because you have to, and it feels like the thing that you like doing. And I certainly enjoy my work as a journalist, but I would not recommend it to everyone unless you really feel a calling.
What aspects of your work do you enjoy the most?
I like being poor. No, the other one. What I like is that I learn stuff. In my work, I'm always learning new things, and I can just turn my focus to something else. Someone just came to me with a story idea that is involved in the tech world, and it's like, hey, you should check out this stuff. There are a bunch of tech companies in Prague doing some neat stuff with tech. Well, I don't know anything about that. That sounds neat. Let's find out. So part of the reason why I commit journalism is because I'm constantly learning new things. Journalism is a field that keeps me from getting bored. I've got dozens of notebooks that are filled up with notes from stories, from destinations, from cities across Europe, with ideas, but also observations.
Maybe with, as you just said, all the notes you make and all the stuff you learn about, how do you specifically choose the topics you then actually write about?
There are topics that you choose because you're interested in them, but they won't go anywhere unless there's a hole for them. So I tend to try to choose topics that I'm interested in that have a hole at a publication that they would fit in. I am lucky enough, I have a couple of regular gigs. When I write for the New York Times, there are virtually always stories that fit into a certain kind of rubric. There are columns that are just called, like, for example, Footsteps. And that is a travel article about a place through the path of an earlier famous inhabitant. So let's say, like, chasing Hemingway's footsteps in Cuba.
We've already mentioned that you specialize in writing about food, traveling, and drinks. How do you find the one thing that keeps you both professionally and personally interested?
Well, I'm curious, and so I try to stay curious. I tend to try to figure out why things are a certain way. So I'm intensely curious right now about a certain really obscure thing, but it's about how beer is tapped and served in Germany, because there is an idea that it's served one way, and I think it's probably served another way. Now, this is, for me, really interesting. It might not be interesting for anyone else, but that's going to start me asking questions. And you just start asking people, hey, have you heard about this? Or, hey, how is beer tapped where you are? And it'll start leading you places if you keep asking questions.
I think that's a really good answer for a journalist, to be curious and always want to know more.
Yeah, well, so journalism is supposed to be who, what, when, where, why, and all those questions, right? But The most important question is generally why, and especially how, when it comes to food and drink. How did this thing happen, or why did this thing happen, is much more interesting than just reporting what happened.
I found out in an article from last year that mm-hmm. you're also interested in fishing, and that you are actually working on a book about fly fishing in Bohemia. So
yeah.
How's that going so far?
The book needs a rewrite, which is normal. I created a first draft and I have to do a second draft. Fishing season opens on Friday this week. So I'm a little bit kind of preoccupied with actually catching fish in the next few weeks rather than rewriting the book about catching fish. This is a wonderful country for a lot of reasons. Most foreigners come here and only see Prague, and they like the architecture and the, you know, the urban life. But the Czech lands are just beautiful for the mountains and rivers without end. And you're spending time like I do on the Jezera or the Oře or the Otava, and catching fish or trying to is really wonderful, wonderful, rewarding part of life. It's very quiet. No one's talking and I don't have to be on a computer. So I like it for that.
With that, I think we can conclude this interview. Thank you again very much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
This was Anna Černá, Prague-based journalist, Evan Ray.